SBS Radio.
Pendengar sekalian, bahasa isyarat Australia akan diajarkan di lusinan prasekolah umum di Victoria tahun depan untuk yang pertama kalinya di negara ini. Komunitas Tunarungu menyambut baik peluncuran itu dan mendesak lebih banyak negara bagian dan wilayah untuk mendedikasikan dana untuk program serupa. Berikut ini Philippa Carisbrook melaporkan. Di Aurora School Community Kindergarten, sebuah taman kanak-kanak di Melbourne, anak-anak tunarungu dan anak-anak dengan pendengaran normal belajar bahasa isyarat Australia atau Auslan. Direkturnya, Emily Icebed, mengatakan bersama-sama mereka menjadi komunikator yang efektif.
By the end of that four-year-old year, they're able to hold conversations and understand long sentences that are spoken in Auslan. So it's really great, the progression that we see over that time.
Mulai tahun depan, 26 prasekolah di seluruh penjuru Victoria akan mengajarkan 3 jam Auslan seminggu. Taman kanak-kanak Aurora akan menawarkan program bilingualnya. Kepala Sekolah Aurora School for Deaf and Deafblind Children, Bernie Coleman, mengatakan ia berharap ini adalah awal dari sesuatu yang besar.
I hope that they will be authentic, that they will that the young children in the kindergartens will communicate with deaf adults and have contact in the deaf community, that they will recognize that this is the communication and language of a significant part of our community. And that they will take it with them lifelong.
Ini merupakan bagian dari inisiatif pemerintah Victoria untuk memperkenalkan program bahasa untuk anak-anak sebelum mereka mulai bersekolah. Menteri Pendidikan Anak Usia Dini, Jenny Mikakos, mengatakan ratusan anak akan belajar Auslan selama 4 tahun ke depan.
We believe this is an Australian first initiative. No other state, territory or Commonwealth government is actually offering this type of program. So we believe we are in fact leading the nation when it comes to language teaching in our kindergartens.
Ada kegembiraan dalam komunitas tunarungu tentang program ini. Pendidik tunarungu Anne Benson mengatakan hal ini akan membuat orang tuli lebih merasa seperti bagian dari komunitas. Kata-katanya dalam bahasa isyarat diterjemahkan di sini oleh seorang penerjemah.
I feel that it's something wonderful that's happening, that people that aren't deaf are learning sign language. As a deaf person, I feel that then we're able to communicate with each other. And I feel that we'll be at the same level then. And it's wonderful to see.
Chief Executive dari Deaf Children Australia, Ross Kinnan, mengatakan ia ingin melihat Auslan diajarkan kepada anak-anak berusia 4 tahun di seluruh negara ini.
So I'm really excited that the Victorian government have gone ahead and introduced languages in preschool and particularly Auslan. And it would be lovely to see every other state and jurisdiction jump on board and actually fund Auslan in their preschool systems too.
Di Victoria, pencarian untuk pengajar Auslan sedang dilangsungkan. Kepala Eksekutif dari Asosiasi Pembelajaran Awal Australia, David Woodland, mengatakan untuk membuat program itu sukses akan membutuhkan dukungan dan sumber daya yang baik.
There are certainly some pressure points around finding suitably qualified teachers and educators in the sector. There's a rapid expansion happening at the moment. And sometimes empowering these individuals to train children or to educate children along these lines is really important. So the more we can do to induct and provide professional learning and development opportunities and to provide resources and support for these people is going to be really important to the success of these programs.
Tell us what you think. Like us on Facebook or follow us on Twitter.